It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guide.
Good morning and welcome to the Grilling Guys. You're listening to us on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, Jethro FM, all of our affiliates. Big Rapids, good to see you. I'm coming your way. It's football season, and as a Ferris alum, I am a supporter. But
you're
anyway,
an athletic supporter is what you are.
I am. They call me Jop, not Jock, so that's good. But anyway, I am Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
You were a bit of a jock when you were up there, though.
Well, not much. Just
team.
A small bit. Just okay. An itty-bitty
more
bit.
More than me.
Yeah, well, I came to the realization I wasn't nearly as good as most everybody else around me. So I went the fraternity and drinking route, and, man, I was great at that.
Well, I didn't see you. I was bartending at the Best Western back in those days.
I might have been your customer.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot of the parents in from the hockey team, and a lot of the coaches and staff came in there because it was the classy place in town. So it was a swanky cocktail lounge, and
I wasn't there.
I started making real tips because I started off at a shot and pop bar in Reed City, which is no longer there.
Right.
And it was a bit of a legendary place. It was called Henry's.
Okay.
And it was a real redneck shot and pop.
Yeah.
And I made like a buck a day in tips.
Yeah.
If they gave you a dime, you were doing lucky.
Yeah.
But the dude that owned it fired me when I joined the Guards. He broke the law.
Oh, really?
And I was happy to go up to the Best Western.
So, speaking of tips, I mean, servers and bartenders work their tails off, and they deserve tips. And being taxed on tips is now a political
issue. Thankfully.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah, which I think is great because they do work their tails off. But have you noticed when you go out to eat now, it starts at 20, goes to like 22 and a half, and then 25. Those are your options.
Every time you pay with one of those iPad card things.
Right.
Even like if you're standing there checking out for like there's a fruit market I love to go to.
Right.
And it's like I saw a rule on X the other day. They said if you're standing in line paying for something that you're serving yourself, you don't have to pay a tip. And I thought, that's right. Why did we get guilted into, you know, I'm buying some vegetables. I think if you don't pay your workers enough, then you should tip them. But I'm paying a lot for everything I buy. And I don't feel like if I self-service.
To me, it's a service. I don't know why we're on this, but I brought it up. So, but to me, if there's a service involved, but if they're a store, I mean, I don't go to Meijer or Sobe or anywhere where I go to buy stuff. I don't leave a tip on that tab. I gather my stuff. I go up and I pay for it. Whatever they charge is what they charge.
Right.
Right. There's no service involved with that.
And a lot
and
of farm caterers,
market should be the
a
same
lot of
way.
Caterers put an automatic 18% gratuity on the bill.
Right. Yep. I don't. I leave
I
that up to the discretion.
I put a suggestion.
Right. I just leave it to the discretion of the buyer.
And that wedding I did for my friend's son last weekend, I told him in advance, I'm not putting gratuity on here. I don't want it. Take that 18% and keep it for your wedding gift.
Sure, yeah.
And he said, his mom said, wow, that's... And he still tried tipping me at the end. And I said, no, remember? That was our deal.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and you were doing a service, though. Different story. You weren't there just dropping off food. You served it.
But if he wasn't my good friend's kid, I would have welcomed it. I've had some wonderful tips.
Yep. Yeah, me too.
But
people are very generous if you do a good job for them.
On that line, I hope Mr. T keeps throwing things out that shouldn't be taxed because the other thing he said is Social Security.
Right.
And I absolutely have always believed that you paid into that thing your whole life. Now, don't come back and take part of it again. You guys are too good at that.
Right.
So I hope he keeps dropping those little truth bombs and makes everybody pay attention to it because that's just not right.
Yep.
It's not a huge check for any of them.
Right.
It's not.
Right.
So don't tax it. And don't take Social Security taxes out of it. It's like,
right, yeah.
I'm going to tax the tax that's taxed. Already.
Right. Yeah. Interesting.
It's like a derivative.
Yeah.
You know, we're being propped up by derivatives if you want to talk money. Silver's going to blow through the ceiling because they keep shorting it and paying for it with derivatives. Well, a derivative is a bet on a bet on a bet on a bet. You know, it's phony. So we've got, you know, all I can say is gold and silver, baby. Gold and silver. Right. And watch.
That's your investment tip of the day from the Grilling Guys.
Watch your 401ks and all that stuff, because if you can move them into the safest thing possible, do it, because we have a tidal wave coming.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be. Could be.
No, it is. It's just not in the news.
Yeah.
It's not.
I agree. Everybody's got to take care of their own assets.
Yeah.
Right? And so did you do any catering this last week?
No, but Sunday I have a birthday party at the house.
Okay.
For my little Cecilia is going to be 3.
Okay.
And so I'm doing the porchetta.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I picked up my pork belly and loin from Sobey yesterday after work.
Yeah.
And tomorrow I'm going to have a bunch of people, and I'm going to have the best presentation of porchetta you can ever imagine.
That'll be cool.
I can't wait.
Yeah, that is. We had a little practice earlier this year, and that's something that not everybody does. First of all, you can't get the ingredients unless you go to a butcher.
Right.
No, you're not going to find one of these things wrapped up in a big box store. So it's a cool cut. Look it up.
Where did you find your fresh fennel?
What? I went to the grocery store. And
mine doesn't have it.
I think it was maybe a family fair.
Or D&W might have.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, same thing. All the same family there. But yes, and you know where it was? It was on Lake Michigan Drive in Covell, that one right on the corner there.
Coble,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that one right there is where I got it.
I could see that from my first house.
Yeah, because I was on my way to Sobey's to pick up the meat, and I knew I needed it, so I was driving by. I just wheeled in there, and sure enough, it's a bulb with the stalks on it, and the little wispy things, the feathers, if you will, are what you really want. They're the flavorful part.
So for the non-grilling guy, the porchetta that you're talking about?
Yep.
It's pork belly.
Right.
And you lay it out with the skin down, and you put these wonderful blends of seasonings on it and fennel seed. And then you put a beautiful whole pork loin, or at least as long as you need for the width of the pork belly. And then you season that up as well. And you actually butterfly the loin so that you can season all inside it. And then you roll the whole thing up and you truss it with butcher's twine. And then you put it on a spit and slow roast it.
Ooh.
And it just
self-basting.
It is so
wonderful.
It's so beautiful.
So it's the pork belly, for those that don't know that term, it's what bacon is made out of. So you're wrapping a pork loin in bacon. Raw bacon. It's not been cured, it's not been smoked, but that's what you're going to do on the rotisserie is cook it. Now Bob will tell you that this is a pork belly with skin on it, and you got to, you know, deal with the nipples. But other than that, it's really good.
The first one I did, that was the funniest part. It's like, oh, yeah, I haven't seen a skin-on belly in quite a while. Goochie, goochie, goo.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you also, you diamond score that skin.
Right.
And then as it roasts, it wants to spread apart, and the fat gets a chance to render because there's a lot of it. And what happens to that skin that's on there is it gets a golden crispy brown, and so that's called cracklins, and some people like it.
Right.
I can live without it, but it's a novelty.
Other tip, big tip, because of what he just said, because when it gets hot, that those cracks open up and the fat renders, you cook this over indirect heat. You almost need a pan underneath it to catch all that fat.
Yeah.
Because you don't want it hitting your coals, because it'll flare up like crazy. So your fire's in the back of your grill, not underneath the meat, and you're getting, and it's just rotisserie, and the heat's coming on one side, but the meat turns constantly on the rotisserie getting
heated. And I've got that big homemade stainless South American style, which is how they do it down there. They do a lot on spits.
Huh.
And like, if you ever go to a Brazilian steakhouse, the gauchos are going to come to your table with a giant sword, and they're going to carve it right onto your plate, and it's a beautiful thing. Bada boom, bada bing.
I'm really glad you guys got back to the grilling part of the show.
Yeah,
that's my favorite.
Hey, I'm still doing the intermittent fasting, and I'm telling you, it's torture to see all this food.
Yeah, exactly. Well, coming up next, speaking of food, maybe we'll talk about a little more of that. You know, it's chicken on the Barbie, so stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Andy Havemeyer, operating owner of Wealthy Street Bakery, where we're more than just pastries. We also offer catering. From baked goods and coffee to sandwich platters and salads, we have something for everyone and every occasion. Let us make your next meeting or event simple and easy. We also can deliver. Check out our menu online or give us a call. Mention the Grilling Guys and receive a free cookie tray on your first order. Wealthy Street Bakery, your local caterer. Check out our menus online at wealthystreetbakery.com and also at hallstreetbakery.com.
Hi, this is Jim, founder of Schmoe's Brewing Company. We're a small, family-owned brewery that serves the Grand Rapids neighborhoods. We do things a bit differently at Schmoe's, sort of old school. We make all the styles of beer true to style. That's our focus. So you want to relax and enjoy a well-made craft beer that tastes like a craft beer is supposed to taste, stop into Schmoe's. We're located in Cascade on Patterson Ave, right before the ice rink. Or check us out at schmoes.com. We're open every day but Sunday.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke.
Welcome back, Yarlis. The Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Happy weekend to you. Hope you're got big plans to get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, a smoker, fryer, pizza oven. That's what's happening for me later today. We've got four or five couples coming over and went to our friends at Wealthy Street Bakery. And they are so good at what they do with their artisan pizzas that I decided to get those from them. I was out of the one from Han Bakery, the flatbreads, and I ordered them too late. He couldn't get them to me for the weekend, so I went over to Andy and his team at Wealthy Street, and sure enough, I've got these beautiful artisan doughs, and they're just right for a little 10, 11-inch pizza.
They're already rolled out?
Nope. They're a ball.
So you're going to roll them out?
I got to roll them out. But
and then you'll all have a ball.
Right. They're fresh, but I got a dozen of them. So we're going to be making pizzas tonight, later, when everybody comes over. I think we got four or five couples coming over, and just kind of a summer's waning, let's get together one last time thing.
Right.
And I don't know if anybody will swim or not. We've had the heater on in the pool for a day and a half. When, you know, the Thursday morning when I got up, it was 49 degrees at my house, and I'm like, wow, that's going to kill the pool.
Yeah.
Right? So, but
mine's,
you know,
staying very warm.
Is it?
But it's in ground, and I keep a solar blanket on it.
Right, I do too.
So
but
the,
it still
the warm air, the cool air at night isn't hurting it as much.
Yeah.
But it also is going to have a heater on it Saturday to bring it up to
children's temperature. That's what I did. It started yesterday
afternoon. They like it 85.
Right, yeah, exactly. Well, I do too.
But, usually after they jump in, it gets a little warmer, right, if you know what
I'm saying. The kids really don't care. It's the adults that know the difference. The kids just get used to it. But.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's talk a little bit about chicken. I see you got a couple recipes.
You know,
on here.
I do, and I told you before we started, I owe all this to foodandwine.com because they keep sending me all these wonderful recipes. But the one, and again, doing this fasting, I'm hungry all the time. Caramelized red pepper orzo and chicken stuffed peppers.
Woo, that's a mouthful.
And these things look, the picture is so gorgeous.
Say it again.
Caramelized red pepper, orzo, and chicken stuffed peppers.
Ooh. Okay, so
it's red bell peppers,
right.
And you cap them. You just cut, like I always do with them anyway, you cut a half inch off the top. It allows you to get the guts out. You also have to trim the bottom a little bit because you're going to set these on the grill.
Right.
But
to flatten it out so they don't tip over.
But it has shallots. Garlic, paprika, smoked paprika is what the recipe calls for, but you're going to smoke
it
anyway.
So you made the pepper into like a cup.
It is.
You're
going
to put these ingredients inside
exactly
of it.
Exactly,
okay.
Right.
Yep.
And uncooked orzo, which is a cheese.
No. Orzo is a pasta / rice.
Oh, it looked like cheese
on
it.
No. Orzo is a pasta / rice family.
I was assuming it was melting.
No.
So I have not.
Liquid,
I have not
the
made
the stock
this.
That you're going to put in there.
Yeah.
Three cups is going to be absorbed by the orzo. That's why it's raw.
And they're recommending rotisserie chicken.
Yeah. Well, cooked, right?
Yeah, because you, you don't have enough to buy the grocery store rotisserie chicken. You can just simply spatchcock one and grill it up before you do it, or whatever you like to do. And then fresh oregano, panko, and I'm going to put this recipe on the website. And thanks for the orzo.
No, you
I was
it.
Assuming it was cheese.
Look, no.
If you look at the picture on foodandwine.com, yeah, it's just gorgeous.
Right.
And I was really hoping there'd be some cheese.
Yeah.
In there.
So
it has some mozzarella shredded in it.
Right. So you're making this outside of the pepper.
And you're stuffing it.
And you're stuffing it in there. And then it cooks on the grill. Yeah. I would imagine you do indirect heat on this as well, because
you
don't want to burn the bottom of the pepper and have it fall apart and everything go in your grill, right?
Yeah, you're actually going to do it in a pan.
Okay.
And you're going to pour the leftover chicken stock in the bottom of that pan.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to, you're going to get some savory, smoky flavor from the grill, but you're more than anything going to be using a pan so that your moisture will get a chance to hydrate. And if that is indeed pasta, then that's if it's pasta,
that will take, that will soak up the water.
Another one I saw that made me think of the cheese is paneer cheese kebab, and that looked really cool. And I've never seen paneer cheese, but it's a hard cheese you can grill. And maybe I've had it from that grilling girl,
let me take you down a tangent here for 10 seconds. Next week, you're going to want to listen to the show.
Oh, yeah.
We have a cheese expert going to be in the studio with us, and they're going to teach us about cheese.
We'll have to tell her to bring us some paneer.
I will, but I've confirmed it. She's coming next week, going to be in the studio for the show, and we're gonna teach you all about a variety of cheeses. It's a subject that I really know very little about.
Most of us.
Right. So anyway, but back to the
recipe.
We
know what we
recipe.
Like,
right.
But we always buy the same thing.
Velveeta,
right.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, and she will tell you that that's really not cheese. But anyway.
But it's really good for maggots.
Yeah, it's not bad, it's just not cheese. But anyway, so go ahead.
So this paneer is hard enough that you can grill it. So please tell that lady to bring some.
Yep.
Because I want to try it.
I have a little brick of it, maybe 3 inches by 3 inches, maybe an inch thick of grillable cheese.
Yeah.
It's been in my hydrator for probably 6 months. I bought it. I saw it somewhere. I'm like, ooh, grilled cheese.
Well,
that's
we used to get it from that cheese lady.
Right. Yep. And
I don't know if
she's still
in business.
I just don't get it
not.
Out. Maybe I'll get it out tonight when I'm doing pizzas. I can just throw it on the grill and see how it comes out.
You know, when we go to Greek restaurants,
yeah,
that's the best part of the meal.
Oh, yeah. That or the little white creamy stuff that's real garlicky that they serve with the pita bread at the front end?
Well, that's actually garlic.
Is it just all garlic? Yeah. Is that why it's so garlic?
Yeah, I've got some in my fridge right now. I got it in the refrigerator, the Sheshko Grill.
Mm-hmm.
I almost turned it into Mexican.
Right.
El Sheshko.
Right, yeah.
But the Sheshko Grill serves it up.
Right.
They make it. I get it from
there's got to be a name for that
Super
stuff.
Green Market on Eastern Avenue in Grand Rapids. It's just south of like 32nd Street on Eastern.
Okay.
And they make pita bread now, and they're pita bread, so you don't have to get the stuff imported from Dearborn. You can get local fresh.
That's cool.
But the grilled cheese, I love it. And I don't know, is it Savaki or whatever it is at a Greek restaurant, but they always say oompa when they light it. They put some sort of alcohol on it.
I think it might be opa. The oompa had a loompa with him, and he was a little guy.
Yep. Oompa,
Right.
So they light it up, and it flashes, and everybody gets all excited.
Right.
And the oompa loompas come out.
So there you go. So you were right. You were just a little ahead of yourself. That's all. Yeah.
I'm a little wonka.
Exactly. But if you're making kebabs, word up on the chicken real quick from a grilling guy. That is cut your pieces all the same size to the best you can. Don't go big ones and small ones, because the little ones will get overdone before the big ones are done. Then you got dried up little nuggets
of
chicken.
Yeah, and it kind of depends on the piece you use. I'm always going to use skinless, boneless thighs. They don't stick to the grate as bad. But we're going to do some El Pastor in the next segment.
So. Yeah. So coming up next, it's more chicken skewers. Are these Christian because they're made by a pastor, or am I reading that wrong?
Yes.
Al, the pastor, is going to be here teaching us how to do chicken skewers.
They're related to Scott, pastor.
All right, very good. But you are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network.
Mr. Segway.
And get out in your backyard and fire up a grill. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Barbecue Bob for Garrett's Appliance. Lots of folks are remodeling, and if you are, you owe it to yourself to go to Garrett's Appliance. They made my kitchen the perfect example of elegant and functional. Visit either location, 29th Street in Kentwood or 28th Street in Wyoming. Garrett's Appliance also has a super lineup of patio kitchen equipment, and you can count on their design team for a perfect outdoor grilling area. Visit GarrettsAppliances.com. That's GarrettsAppliances.com.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You are a list of Grilling Guys. Hey, I hope you're got a big plans for this weekend, getting out in your backyard. Fire up a smoker, grill, fryer, pizza oven, whatever you got, because the summer is waning. Man, we are at the 24th of August already. Kids are back in school in my neighborhood. It's kind of like, whoop, there went the summer. So, yeah. But you still got tons of time. Tailgate season's right around the corner. That's big time grilling time.
Yeah.
So it's fun. There's a lot of fun to be had yet.
And that is an absolute great pastime.
Yeah.
Especially if it's your team.
Right. Right.
That's the problem with the Lions. They don't really have. You got to go to Eastern Market to tailgate. There's nothing there. There's no parking lot for the Lions.
Right.
I always was jealous of Lambeau Field because they have a giant Walmart style parking lot, you know, where you can bring your motorhomes and smokers. And
well, we were just down there a couple weeks ago celebrating our anniversary. We went to the Kenny Chesney and Zach Brown concert, and there were people tailgating, but Ford Field is next door to Tiger Stadium,
right?
And Tiger Stadium has a parking lot, so they were tailgating in the parking lot, walking around the stadium to get to Ford Field. But you're right. There's nothing there.
But the Eastern Market is very traditional, and you've got a bunch of shops right there.
Yep.
Some butchers and some great spots. So we're going to talk about Al Pastor. And I, in all honesty, I've eaten this, never made it. I saw this recipe again, the Food and Wine Network, and I said, I'm grabbing that because I have to know how to make this because I'm an absolute fanatic about Mexican food.
Well, and it's your peppers, too.
I do, but I'm big on Japanese and Chinese and Vietnamese and, of course, Thai. But I think I know so many more Mexican families than I do Thai families that I get fed it more. And there's, let's face it, it's the fastest growing restaurant segment in West Michigan. They're just, you know, you don't see many Mexican joints go out unless they try and do too much American-style Mexican food.
Yeah.
We're all sick of that.
Right.
I can make a taco.
Right.
Come on, give me something real.
Right. The authentic stuff is amazing.
So this Al Pastor is it's a marinade, and it's got chilies, ancho chilies, which you can find at, there's Mexican supermercados all over, La Familia, all these
southwest
places.
Southwest side of town, there's one on the corner of Burlingame and 28th Street, easy to find. And it's a Hispanic grocery.
Burlingame and 28?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, it's just, you know, a mile from my house.
Oh.
And I go there all the time.
Oh, yeah, I was
on
thinking
28th
of
Street,
another
corner of Burlingame. Yeah.
Really?
But anyway, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been in that one.
Right, yep.
That's another one.
Good stuff.
But if you want to find your nice pepper blends, you've got to go into one of those places because they use them a lot more than we do. So
many on the shelf, you don't really even know what they are and what heat levels they are.
But yeah, so these are going to be, I'm assuming, toasted ancho chilies because they want you to toast them in a saucepan. So that's the tricky part is finding the fresh ancho or ancho chilies. I have them dehydrated in a bag, and I have lots of peppers dehydrated like that.
Right.
But this has got, oh my goodness, peppercorn, cumin, cider vinegar, brown sugar,
cinnamon. Is a yep.
It's something called achiote paste, achiote. So achiote maybe, kosher salt and oregano, and then you're going to have boneless, skinless chicken thighs, skewers, kosher salt, fresh pineapple on your wedges when you put them, when you skewer them. And it calls for canola oil. I would tell you olive oil, never canola. No seed oils. It's not good for you. And then you want some warm corn tortillas, sliced avocado, which I love on a taco or a skewer. I mean, when I have skewered meats. And then lots, whenever you're doing Mexican food, plan on lots of limes, halved, wedged, however you need them. But you're going to use them to squeeze over your meats. You're going to put them in your marinades. And it, but what it does for chicken is just fantastic.
Yeah, and even the you were talking about the olive oil, you can go to Old World Olive Company, and they have a lime-infused olive oil.
There you go.
And you could use that, too, where the oil is in this recipe.
I need to make a run down there. Yep. I'm low on – I use a lot of their oils.
I do, too. And, you know, the thing that they're all flavor-infused, I've yet to find just a plain olive oil there that doesn't have a – lime or a orange or a, you know, something in it.
I don't know if they do have plain.
Right. And but
the supermarket
but,
I enjoy has the tons of them.
I enjoy the garlic.
And, and Shasta will tell you that many of those olive oils in the supermarkets and like in big box Costco's, places like that, she'll say if an oil expert such as her will tell you that those are already rancid. So
I don't know.
Yeah, I use them all the time, and my nose must not be fine enough. But
right.
But there is a lot of truth to that perfect olive oil, and maybe she'll start carrying it.
Yeah, who knows? Whichever. But I'm just saying it's I use olive oil in lieu of butter all the time, and I even have a butter flavored olive oil. Right. So yeah. I mean, if you've never been to Old World Olive Company, you're missing out. They got 5 stores around the state, and there's 3 of them here in West Michigan, and look one up. Old World Olive is the name of the company.
The garlic infused is my go-to.
Right. Yep. I cook with it all
the time.
And
if you're not near one of their stores, you can just buy a really good extra virgin, and you can slice up. I mean, you can even buy the chopped garlic, which is I'm pretty lazy now. That's right. How I like to use it. And you can just put a few teaspoons in a bottle of that, and leave it on the counter for I don't know, a couple weeks.
Right.
And
you'll have garlic-infused olive oil.
It'll be great. Shake it up every night.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, my sun pickles turned out really good.
You know that, Conrad?
I
have no idea if they turned
pickles.
Out good or not.
Yeah.
So I hear that.
But sun iced tea where you put them out on the deck?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. We did the recipe maybe last week or week before.
Right.
And we've done it every year because my friend's wife turned me on to it, and it's an easy way to make pickles.
Not this friend, but other friends.
No, you haven't turned me on to much.
Right.
But you could you could make them yourself because you can actually make them on your deck.
Oh, yeah. I got a deck.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I have a friend that makes pickles, but I don't have sun pickles, right? So
no,
I'll get some, though.
So you have the recipe on thegrillingguys.com.
That's
you ever
where
been
I
to that
go.
Website?
Well, not much.
Yeah,
no.
There's a search bar on top. Just
it's a one-way street. It goes in and doesn't come back out.
Just type in
sun
pickles.
Yeah.
And stop being a DH.
Yeah.
So you can't say that.
I think you just did.
So,
designated hitter. Okay.
Yeah, there you go, there Mr. Tiger. Yeah. He's got his Tiger shirt on today, a Saturday morning Tiger man. So this one was called, it's just called chicken kebab marinade, but I consider it to be Mediterranean if you look at it, because it's going to tell you to use extra virgin olive oil again. Soy sauce, and then reduced sodium soy at that, balsamic, and they tell you what type to use, but I'm going to tell you to go to Old World.
Lemon juice
and brown sugar, and then your seasonings you're going to put on this. So you're gonna marinate in those items I showed you, and then when you build your skewers, you're going to build up a seasoning blend of oregano, basil, thyme, paprika, garlic powder, onion powder, salt, pepper, red flakes, and then you're gonna skewer up your chickens with, I'm going to do like peppers, onions, and pineapple, and then I'm going to put the seasoning all over everything. And the picture, again, that I saw on the online at foodandwine.com, which you should sponsor our show now.
Right.
Is they just look gorgeous.
Yeah.
And the soy takes it away from the Mediterranean largely, but
right.
It really reminded me of a bunch of Syrian foods that I like.
Yep. Yeah. And, you know, those flavors, people are a little intimidated by some of those seasonings because it's not something that you use every day.
Right.
But I would encourage you all to you know, these recipes came from Food and Wine. Take a look at that. It's free stuff on the internet.
Yeah.
But it doesn't cost you a lot to get one of those seasoning blends and to try it because, you know, expand your palate a little
bit.
Just buy the
spices and make your own. I'm going to disagree. Then you'll have them. Then
yeah,
you can play.
But sometimes it's too much.
Boys,
we're out of time. We're going to be back in just a minute. You're listening to The Grilling Guys.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Got to feed that boy.
You are getting your man card pulled.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. And we were just talking between the segments here. We've been talking a lot about chicken. And I want to take a right turn and go over to pork butts.
He wanted to throw his butt into this matter.
Right. And so we are. So those of you that do any smoking out there, probably one of the very first things you've ever smoked, other than chicken, the next one would be a pork shoulder.
Yeah,
pork
I think pork butts, everybody's first.
Right, and they're right now in most stores, they're $2 a pound or less. So it's a great piece of budget-friendly meat to put on because they come in like 6 to 10 pound roasts, and you can put them on there. But I want to talk about seasoning them because Bob does things different than I do. I'm more of a traditionalist where I'll season the outside of the thing. If I get a boneless one, which they come bone in and boneless, I don't have a preference. But when I get a boneless one, you can flap it open and you're in the inside of it. And I season the heck out of that too. So I got seasoning through the middle and I got seasoning all around the outside. I stick it on the smoker, bring it to about 150, wrap it, let it go to 205, and boom, I got pork butt, right? But I'm tired of the same old flavor profile.
You know, you mentioned something too, and I used to be a big proponent of injecting butts, and I haven't done it in years. It's just a lot of work, but there was an injection from one of those companies that made all the injection sauces, and I can't, it's Cajun something, I don't know, but they had a garlic butter that worked out absolutely wonderfully on Boston butts or pulled pork, barbecue pork.
Pork butt,
it
whatever you want to
call
it.
Beautiful. Yeah. And because it's garlic butter. I mean, who doesn't love garlic butter?
Yep. So that would be,
There's your fusion.
Good one. Right. I was thinking about there's a Greek seasoning that I've got a buddy that works at one of the big box stores, and it's you've talked about it before, Bob. It's an oil based Greek seasoning, fattoush.
Yeah, it's a fattoush dressing.
Right, it's a dressing really for salads, but it says dressing and marinade
it's
on the bottle.
It's actually made in Clinton Township, and I started buying it when I first saw it at Costco, and then they were out of it, and now it's back, and It is absolutely a fantastic marinade. It reminds me of Charlie Jabor's marinade.
Right.
It's almost all the same ingredients, but it's different. It's a little different. We talked about El Sheshko, the Yemeni restaurant up by Nap and the Beltline.
Right by the Celebration Nap Cinema up there, just a couple doors down.
Yeah, yep. El Sheshko, we've had them on the show. He makes an even better version of that, and I don't know his secret.
Right.
I can't figure it out, so we buy it from him.
Okay.
And it's just wonderful. It's even better than this stuff that is from
Sam's. When it sits on the table, it separates. There's oil on top, and all the seasonings are in the bottom, so you shake it up real good, and then you could use it as a dressing or a marinade.
Now,
right?
I'm going to tell you that if you're a freak about oils like I am, I would tell you if you're going to use it on a salad, pour that oil off because it'll be separated. Let it set. Pour that oil off and add EVO, and you'll have a much healthier salad dressing.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you're just
marinating,
probably canola, cheap veggie oil. Because they're making, you know, thousands of bottles a day, right?
Right.
But either way, that dressing for a marinade is, I discovered it accidentally because I bought a bunch of it. I saw it and knew my wife liked fattoush.
Right.
And because she's half Lebanese, so that's big in her family, right?
Yep.
And that's how it's very similar to Charlie Jabor's marinade recipe that's on thegrillingguys.com. And if you don't use that site, I would urge you to do so because we get thousands and thousands of visitors to it. You can sign up for the podcast at the top, or you can simply open up your podcast app. If you have an Apple phone, type in The Grilling Guys, and it'll pop up as the podcast, very popular podcast, and we'll send it to your phone every week. It's very cool because so many of us don't have time to wait by a radio.
Really? Yeah, I know. Everybody's busy, and especially because we're on Saturday mornings in most markets. So you're running around. You got kids going to games and tournaments and all kinds of stuff. And
maybe our show's not in your market. Maybe you're listening on a pod right now. I've looked at those stats over the years. You wouldn't believe the number of military people in the Middle East. I'm assuming it's our GIs that are downloading our podcast because when you see it in Pakistan or Afghanistan, it's like, that's just too funny.
Right.
Israel, Germany, England, Australia's big. But even other states in America, I ran into a guy in Wisconsin. He actually got a hold of me because he listens to our podcast.
Yeah.
And we ended up doing business together because he wanted to sell smokers. So I ended up selling him smokers back in the day. But anyway, thegrillingguys.com, look on the right, you'll see all of our sponsors listed. And you'll also, if you click on the sponsors, like ThermaWorks right now has the ThermaPen specials going. I get an email from them like every couple of days right now because they have so much stuff going on sale. But those are fast, instant read digital thermometers that are made in America.
Yep.
They're not made in China. They're made in America. And you can go out to Utah and visit them.
Right.
But
have them. I got a little surprise coming for you from them. We are going to have them on the show in mid-September. They have come out with a brand new radio frequency probe that is going to sweep the industry. And they are they're in the last part of their beta testing right now, and we've got some coming our way.
Yeah.
And I spoke to them
this
week.
I saw that. I haven't
I called
really
them
looked
up
at it.
And they're going to send us some.
You smoked with them?
They're going to be for smoking. And I talked to them. They're coming our way, and we'll test drive them. And
a lot of people really like having that sent to their phone or watching it inside. I have their smoke, which is actually just, it's a radio, it's an RF frequency that just goes 1,000 feet.
Yeah, it's Bluetooth.
No,
yeah.
the original smoke that I have is just RF, and it only goes 1,000 feet.
And you have to be in a direct line
of it. You have to be close enough. And I'm so used to watching my food and just doing that I don't use the devices like a lot of people do. I give them away more than I
use them every smoke because I want to be able to walk away and just know I'm doing other things. I'm making other dishes. I'm doing
well,
all kinds
of things.
Well,
and there's the tomato.
Yep.
I also don't rely much on my phone to go places because I want to watch and see. And, people are always using their maps on their phones, and they can't tell you where they were half the time. And we're getting sort of dumbed down. But it's just, in my old age, I want to go back to analog, like my watch, if you'll notice.
Yeah.
I pulled out my old Seiko.
Well, there you go. I wonder if Seiko is even a company anymore.
It is.
Yeah?
It is.
Yeah. But anyway, they're coming on. They'll be on the show sometime in mid-September when these things are released, and we'll break them down for you. And I've got the chef coming on. I've got that all teed up. So we just got to get the units and try them a little bit, and we'll give you a rundown on those because they're supposedly the best in the industry. That are coming out.
Oh, well, if they're making it, it's going to be.
Right, yeah.
And
all
we've had their chef on the show before, and I can't remember his name right off the bat, but who's going to be coming on, their marketing person?
No, the chef.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Yep, the chef's coming on. So the marketing person was on vacation, but I talked to his boss. So life's good. We're all teed up. It's just a matter
of... Yeah, they're a cool company.
Yeah.
I've never been to that factory.
But
I've promoted their products for 20 years probably.
Yeah, and they know what we do because you as listeners go through the website and click on and buy their thermometers.
You know who turned me on to them?
Who's that?
Take a guess.
Probably I'm going to say it happened in Kansas.
Cowboy Rob.
Yep, that's exactly it.
God bless him.
Yep, good man. Great barbecue
man.
Rob
Russell.
And that what we're talking about is a digital thermometer. It's probably the first tool right behind your tongs.
Looks kind of like a switchblade that you pull out of your back pocket, but it has a needle.
Right, yeah. You ever seen the inside, the ink cartridge of a ballpoint pen? That's what it looks like. You flip that thing open, and it reads the temperature of what you're cooking in a second.
1 second.
Yeah.
And the newer ones, actually, the screen will rotate based on the position.
Yep.
And it'll light up because a lot of your best smoking is done at night.
Yeah. You want to feed people in the during the day. Well, you got to start in the middle of the night to get the meat done.
Also, want to throw a little shout out. We've got a wonderful producer here. His name is Conrad. He's a legend in the country music, and he needs a kidney.
Yeah, man.
No kidding.
We don't want to see him on dialysis forever. So if you know of anybody, what blood type does it have to be?
I'm O positive, but I could do O negative, or they can actually take anyone that they do these hookups
You're
with
positive?
Other folks. I'm O positive.
Yep.
We got about 10 seconds, boys.
All right. We need one big good one.
Yeah. If you can think of Conrad,
we're
behind you. And you listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or smoker, make it a great weekend, and we'll talk with you next week.
See ya.